This podcast is a work of fiction. The opinions expressed are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. The following episode contains mature content.
We can expect some sun.
Injury at the hospital for sick children.
In the typical Mediterranean diet.
Welcome, Fib Locals. It's time to take a break from swimming, tanning, or huffing B3608 and tune in to the greatest gossip show to ever grace the airwaves. And those airwaves are hot, hot, hot. Just like your hosts, Kitch Stevens and Lala B Star.
Now with a live studio audience.
Hello, my darlings, and welcome back to season 3 of The Fib. Are you all ready to get gossiping?
Would you listen to that excitement? Our new studio audience just can't contain themselves.
Or, maybe they can. Jared, can you hold that laughter cue card a little higher?
Well, I'm sure they won't be able to contain themselves for this. We have a very special guest joining us today.
That's right, Lala. She's received crazy media coverage in Fib over the last dog year, garnering her a bit of a cult following. Six-time world poker champion and close protege of Motormouth Mike, and the only known canine to escape Fib Penitentiary with not even a scratch.
Although there were a few hickeys.
Fitzy the dog!
Thank you.
I'm glad I didn't skimp out on dog training. You learn so much. Sit, stay, and don't leave witnesses. Thank you for joining us in the flesh and the fur, Fitz.
Much more fur than flesh. I've been doing calisthenics with my new workout DVD.
Calisthenics with Fitzy.
Thank you very much.
Enough!
Hold it, Jared. I forgive him.
I always appreciated your forgiving nature, Fitzy. And it sure as heck helps with the censorship laws. Thanks for being here. Can we get another whoop for Fitzy?
Excuse me, ladies. They're waiting for my command.
Good, Fitzizens. Release!
Oh, I remember teaching you that! Oh, Fitzy Bitsy. I'm so glad public opinion of you has started to change.
Looks like you've got a lot of friends in the audience here tonight, Fitz. Tell us, how familiar is your crowd with this week's topic? Cults.
Whoa. These folks don't know anything about cults. We prefer the title Comrades under the Law of Three Thought.
Free thought?
No. Three thought. Count 'em.
Very familiar, then.
The Fitzizens joining us here have reaped many of the benefits of isolated communal living under a kind but firm leader.
I just know our callers will be so excited to hear your expert perspective.
I'm no expert. I'm simply a leader in the field. Roll over.
Wow, they are really well behaved.
And synchronized. It's times like these I wish we had cameras.
Hold on, I've got another trick. Fitzizens, speak!
Ah! Fitzy! Calm down!
What the f*** was that?
Fitzy, it's just a phone. Let me get it.
Apologies. I perceived a threat.
You'll always be my little guard dog.
Caller number one, you are on air.
Ladies, you and every Fibizen listening is not only going to want to hear this, but needs to hear this. I may just be saving your lives.
Jared, plug your ears.
Last year, I was manipulated straight into Synthex, a body fusion cult led by that absolute zoot, Bizarria.
And I got caught in the crosshairs.
Is there someone else on the line?
You know, my mother always used to listen in on my calls. Sometimes she'd even feed me lines. I landed my first job and boyfriend that way.
Rock on, Mama Beastar.
Let me walk you through it. I wasn't always blessed with this exoskeleton facial structure and lusciously gloopy legs. The truth is, I was born painfully normal. It was hard to look at me. I never made friends. Parents would pull their children close to me when I walked by. But most dreadful of all, I could never find someone that loved me. I was desperate for attention.
Ew.
Now, enter Bizarria, the most beautiful Fibizen you could ever lay eyes on. Not only does she make people fawn with her perfectly mutated features and sweet nitrous smell, but the words that rolled off her literal silver tongue made it impossible not to be in her vicinity. She approached me, and we instantly made a connection. She made me feel like the best person in the galaxy. I would have done anything for her, and she knew that. She promised that if I joined her social group, Synthex, not only would I never be alone again, but I would also become as beautiful as her. There was one catch to joining Synthex, though. In order to join, a new member would have to, well, carefully extract and export to Bizarria whoever she wanted.
What she actually means is kidnap innocent people and steal our bodies and minds.
Kidnapping and extortion? Been there. Too much hassle.
Well, yes, that is true. And I'm not proud of it. But listen, I only did it because I was led to believe that they were willing participants.
I always trust the producers on that one. Like our audience. You folks would consider yourself willing, wouldn't you?
Say it.
Yes!
Bizarria said they wanted to give us their beautiful bodies. When I successfully brought back an unsuspecting soul...
Hello, yes, that's me.
Bizarria told me I could just hop into her fusion tube and let her handle the rest. And when it was done, it turns out she wasn't lying about inheriting their beauty. But she didn't mention anything about inheriting their minds, too.
Hey, I'd rather be in your position right now. I used 3 credit cards to pay for my last toe job.
It was no joke. I'll never be alone again. Now I've got Daisy yapping in my head all day, yelling at me.
Rightfully so.
For abducting her, and it's been hell. And I had struggles with morality. I decided to leave Synthex for a week, which was extremely difficult. Bizarria would be on me every day trying to make me come back.
Sounds like my ex.
But after a while, to my surprise, I started to feel clear, like a hypnotic cloud had been lifted. I became a skeptic of Synthex and Bizarria. Something just didn't feel right. When I went back to Synthex, just like that, I fell infatuated with Bizarria again. Instantly. I forgave her for everything. And then I noticed something. A certain smell she was emitting. I recognized it from times I strolled by the hole. She was using B3 to intoxicate us with charm.
Intoxicate is a strong word. B3 is a natural element of our world. It can really only enhance your perception of reality.
Sure, it's natural, but it's a drug like any other. Glue is natural, but huffing it still makes me late for work.
Yeah, you would, Jared.
No wonder we felt so great in her presence. My world was shattered. Of course the only person that gives me attention is a manipulative psychopath.
That's a little harsh. Use of B3 and the influence of colleagues and acquaintances is permissible under the B clause of the Fib Hole Commission. So really, your ex-lover or gracious friend Bizarria isn't in the wrong. I'm sure she'd be willing to give you another chance.
I left Synthex for good.
Do you ever miss it?
No way Bizarria let you leave just like that. She was totally pining for you before.
Bizarria grew furious and sent members to kidnap me.
Ironic, huh?
Once again, it's not my fault. But yeah, I was caught, and I was put into the fusion tube with Bizarria, about to be bound into her mind forever, until I managed to escape by cutting off her silver tongue with a knife I hid in my sleeve, and I ran off never looking back.
Atta girl! Good for you for being a strong, independent enough woman to shake off an ex that nasty.
Ugh, real. Another case of girl power being stronger than the forces of dictatorship. Thanks, sons, my collective is a simple monocratic dictatorship with a microdose of girl power. Now we're unstoppable.
So here I am calling into the Fib, hoping you wonderful folks can stay safe from being victim to cults. I will not stop coming for you, Bizarria, and I'm going to continue exposing Synthex.
Sad to see another person in power abuse their following like that. They don't seem to see that responsibility for others should always be accompanied by a healthy tenderness for those in your charge. Safety is paramount for my little puplings. I keep you all safe, don't I?
Phone is gonna ring, so don't freak out.
I won't. That's beneath me.
Oh my god, where is the spray bottle? Can somebody get me a spray bottle?
No, I'm fine. I'm cool. Sorry. It's an innate response from my species' prehistoric days. I haven't fully kicked the habit.
Hi, caller. Sorry for the delay. Are you ready to spill your guts and risk getting shunned by everyone you know and love in the process?
The Fib. My closest friend. I have to- don't record me. This is truly hot goss. I tell you something private.
Don't worry. Our listeners can keep a secret.
I woke up in a house. I am homeless, so I knew immediately something was wrong. But what? I sleep naked since I don't wear clothing? But I soon realized I was not naked. I would never do that. The Fib, do you remember when we first met? I think about it every day. Not this day, however. I couldn't remember anything. The only two things I could remember were that I am forever homeless and naked.
Like a sphinx. I slept with a gal like that a couple years back. No need to tell you how that ended. You know what they say about cats and dogs.
Everything I knew about myself had changed. Then I heard this voice. This is your new forever, it said. I couldn't see who it was. Who was that? Who was this? Down here, Zoot, said the voice. And oh my god, it was a monkey. I finally looked around the room. I was surrounded by monkeys.
Aren't those extinct?
Bananas. Are you in there? One of them asked. It's Bananas. Yes! Yes, I am Bananas, I cried. It all flooded back to me. Bananas, a proud member of the Secret Order of the Sublime. The genetic displacement was a success. Now get out there and sell!
Genetic displacement? What amateurs. That's the problem with today's generation of youth leaders. No one's willing to get their hands dirty.
Not everyone had the head start you got in life, pup. I started microdosing you on B3 from the moment your little eyes came open and you stopped sucking on your mother's teeth.
Never was much a fan of milk. Always preferred a good Jack Spaniels on the rocks. Anyway, caller, back to your story? Something about Bananas the monkey?
Right, so I'm thinking, what is this guy talking about? So apparently I am no longer a monkey. I am a Fibizen now. Coco explained that in my body swapping, some of my memories had been lost. This made sense to me.
If I had a coin for every body swapping cult story I've heard today, I'd have 2 coins. Guess I'll use them to pay for parking. Our 2 colors ought to start a support group.
Now, in case you were wondering, the Secret Order of the Monkey Business is a digital investment platform designed to make premium internet collectibles in the form of pictures of its members. According to Coco, each digital monkey image is unique and offers a new forever to its owner. What's a new forever? I'm so glad you asked, the Fib. A new forever is a new brain, a new world, a new life, and best of all, a new scam. After someone purchases a monkey image from us, we are able to track down their information.
Sounds perfectly secure. What happens next?
After that, we show up in their house. We use our monkey witchcraft to replace their memories with that of monkeys, so they believe they were once monkeys too. Why do we do this? Why do we do this?
Well, as advanced as monkeys are, it is very difficult for them to be taken seriously, especially as salespeople. Humans just listen to humans, and by tricking humans into believing they were once monkeys, we can get them to do our bidding. Door to door, we will run the blockchain.
Oh, I learned about those blockchain things recently. An ex-boyfriend of mine was a total crypto bro. Never going there again.
Are you talking about Titus?
Don't say his name.
I'm different, though. Coco promised this was legit. Anyways, Coco was giving me some amazing tips on how to trick people into buying out products. Establish a personal connection, he said.
That's so old school. Back when I was in prison, I had plenty of time for maintaining correspondence with each of my stakeholders. Now that I'm out, they're lucky if they get a picture signed by me. And frankly, they should have cottoned on by now. The ones we send out are signed Love, Fitzy. They're all done by my secretary. I'm a dog! Can't hold a pen.
Anyways, so, the Fib. Bestie, I only offer you this deal because I consider you my best friend. How would you like to have your very own monkey image?
Ooh, this sounds like an offer we can't refuse. Right, Kitch?
Oh, I want you so bad. But honestly, caller, I mean, bestie, our funding has already been cut majorly since season 2. Apparently inviting a known fugitive on air multiple times is grounds for investigation, and therefore an indefinite freeze on funding.
Oh, I forgot about that. I sent that email straight to the trash. No one can tell me what to do.
Thank you, ladies, for doubling down on your decision to have me here. We'll make up for your funding in calisthenics with Fitzy sales, I'm sure.
We're always happy to have you, Fitz. Anyway, caller, I think you got our theme a little bit confused. Doesn't sound like your story has anything to do with cults whatsoever.
So true. And since we don't have room in a budget for a waste of time, well, we'll have to cut the line. Oh, such a shame. I wanted to talk with them more. Felt like we were becoming real friends.
Yeah, and I have an empty wall in my bathroom that's dying for a personalized monkey portrait.
What happened to the portrait that was already there?
Well, since the divorce, it hasn't felt right keeping up a painting of my ex-husband. I always thought the drill holes through the eyes were a weird touch.
Yeah, and the guy who'd watch you through the drill holes wasn't all that nice either.
And then the zoot said to him, "What does it matter? It's only Tuesday."
That's good. Woo! Oh, wow. Oh, I have another one. Okay, so a blonde and a brunette walk into a bar. Let me stop you right there, Kitch. Ladies, well, this has been a pleasure. I'm going to have to cut this one short. Got to take the comrades out for a walkie, walkie, walk.
Don't let them walk by pedal. They'll never grow out of it.
Oh, don't I know it. Still, they're making a lot of progress. Pretty soon, they'll even be picking up after themselves.
Can I go with them? I would also not mind a walkie-walkie-walk.
I thought we fired you! Why is he still here?
Thank you for having me on your talk show. It is such a blessing to always have new ears for my philosophy to fall upon. I can only hope that those same ears are ready to go for a 3-week vacation to work on their tan? That's right, everybody. We're giving away tickets to a timeshare conference. The first 50 people to scan the QR code on my belly are getting in on this. Oh, right. I realize it might be difficult to make the QR code out. It's the square right next to the half-dog, half-fish mermaid with the massive milkers and right under the Deuteronomy quote.
Is that mommy tattoo for me? Why is it spelled M-O-M-I?
I actually got that one from my mentor, Motormouth Mike. It's his tag. I've chosen a classier way to commemorate you, my nurturing parent. I've had the prints of your claws tattooed on my chest. You'll have my heart forever in your grips.
And you'll always have a spot in my heart. And in the B-Star family plot.
In that case, does anyone care to introduce next week's topic? Psh, you know I don't support formal education. Well, that's as good a segue as I'll ever get. Folks, next week we'll be having Fib University students call in with their hottest goss.
How great will it be for them to get to talk to an old friend from their school?
A successful old friend at that. Yeah, that marketing minor really got you far. Fitzy, come on, you were in my graduating class. And you wonder why I'm against formal education. It suffocates the entrepreneurial spirit. Now, unpaid internships, on the other hand. That is the heart of a real working man's liberation from oppression. Ain't that right, Jared? Say it.
Yes, Master Fitz.
Attaboy, you've earned the right to scan the QR code.
Any last words, Fitzamarole?
If my wisdom opened your mind tonight, I highly recommend taking my new course. Course with...
This is a government advisory. Fib is reporting temperatures higher than normal. If you're unable to shed your current skin, we recommend staying indoors till further notice.
Fitzy, I would follow you to the end of the earth.
Students and lifelong learners, dial in next week to 999-608.